He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday morning, January 21st, 2014. It's the live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California, where the weather's about 80 degrees today and the waves are about 12 feet. So it's surfer's delight today in Southern California. And the market's off to a pretty good start. You got a pretty good swell here building in the market today. You've got the S&P 500 up almost 9 points right now. The S&P 500 is at 1,847. The Dow is up 14. It's the laggard today, but it is in positive territory. It's at 16,472. The NASDAQ, the star of the day, and, of course, it was the star of the year last year with a lot of those biotechs and pharmaceuticals and internet stocks leading the hit parade last year. The NASDAQ is up 26 points today. The NASDAQ is at 4,223 at the moment. Gold is down almost 1% today. Gold is at $1,240. Gold wants more money printing. Gold wants more bond purchasing. It doesn't want less bond purchasing. And it looks like this will be a year of the taper. And we should be seeing tapering maybe at the next meeting, further tapering. What, we were at $95 billion per month. Now we're at $80 billion per month. And a lot of people are calling for $65 billion a cut. So gold doesn't like that. Crude oil's at $95.20. And the 10-year yield is at 2.83%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, we had some time off in the market here, which is pretty rare. And I was able to get out and enjoy life a little bit away from the stock charts for a little while. Not too long, however. And we're right back at it today. And I think this is a year where we have to pay very, very close attention to the markets, to the big market. And in particular, I think we need to pay very, very close attention to the Fed. And I talked a little bit over the weekend in my newsletter about where we are at right now from a valuation point of view on the market.
Okay, and welcome back. I guess we had a little bit of technical difficulty there. I was talking about the market here in 2014 and what we need to watch for. You know, the Fed, we still have not heard from Janet Yellen, but we will, I believe it's this week, they will be having their first meeting of the year with her at the head of the Fed, all right? Now, the taper was at what, $90 billion, or the bond purchase program was at $90 billion per month prior to this last meeting, and they lowered it down just a skosh to what, about $80 billion per month. Well, now the talk is, and the rumor is, that the Fed will lower their bond purchase program to $65 billion dollars per month. Now, can the market absorb this? Can the market get by without any stimulus from the Fed? The second thing that we really have to watch here in 2014 is valuations. The valuation of the market and valuations of individual companies. Now, when this round of earnings, which we're currently going through, earnings reports, comes in and is done, then we will get some new estimates for this year and a little bit of a peek into the forecast for next year. And we'll average out those forward P.E. ratios on the 3,700 stocks that I follow and see where they fall right now. But as of Friday, it comes in at 19.14. This is the highest level that the market has been at since the beginning of this bull market 5 years ago. Now, having said that, I've also heard a lot of the pundits in the market comparing the current state of the market with 1999. I was there in 1999, and this market does not remind me of 1999. If I'm not mistaken, I remember an S&P 500 P.E. ratio of 35 as we began the year 2000. So late in 1999, it had to be in the high 20s. And we're still somewhere in the 15 to 19 area, depending on who you listen to and which earnings you're looking at and which stocks you're looking at. But I believe that the official forward P.E. of the S&P 500 right now is about 15. And in fact, I referenced an article over the weekend that Goldman Sachs had written calling this market expensive by any measure. And I would agree. It's more expensive by any measure than it was a year ago. But it's nowhere near the loftiness that we saw in the year 1999 and the year 2000. I would also reason here that where else are people going to invest right now? They're certainly not going to invest in the bond market, which was clobbered last year, and where the prospects for interest rates look to be higher going forward. So that's got to continue to steer money to equities. And at the current time, I don't see money going overseas into emerging and international markets. In fact, the emerging and the international markets continue to underperform the U.S. markets by a large margin. Now, at some point in time, this massive flow of money into the U.S. markets, it'll start to cease and it will start to dry up, and the U.S. markets will start to level off, and the U.S. markets will start to roll over. That's why it's important on a weekly basis to take a look, which we're going to do today, at the overall picture, the snapshot of the market as we sit here in third week into January. And, of course, the January indicator, the January effect, is still in limbo. We're just barely positive for the year. And with today's action, we're about maybe 1% up in the market for January. And you know that January has been a pretty good predictor, about an 88% the time in the markets predicting what the rest of the year will do. So there's a lot of things that we need to keep our eye on. We're going to go over those today. We're going to take a look at the overall technical picture of the market. We just looked at the valuations of the market, where the forward PE is about 19.14. That's before we complete this earnings season. We're going to take a look at the leading asset classes in the market, because we know that last year the key to the market was being in the right asset classes. You had to be in the U.S. stock market. You couldn't have been in bonds. You couldn't have been in precious metals or gold or commodities. You couldn't have been in the international or the emerging markets. You had to be in the U.S. stock market. I track 34 different asset classes on a daily basis. The same 10 asset classes have led the market now for 15 straight months. And that's been very good for investors. Why? because we've been able to ride a trend in the market that has stayed in place and has not budged for 15 months. However, just as sure as I'm sitting here, at some point in time, there's going to be a shakeup. The wind, instead of blowing north, is going to start blowing east or west or maybe even south. And at that point in time, we have to change the direction that we're navigating through these markets in. So we're going to take a look today when we come back. We'll take a look at the asset classes, the current ranking. We'll take a look at the technical picture of the overall market. And we'll take a look at the sectors of the market to try to get any kind of indication of any kind of change in the wind or change of direction that we need to make in this market currently. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know what? We're taking a look at the big picture today because the big picture helps determine where we should be with our investments at the current time, following along with how the overall markets are doing, both here domestically and worldwide, and not only the stock markets, but the bond market, the commodities markets, etc. We need to keep track of this, and we need to know where at any given point in time the best areas of the market are, the best areas to fish in, the best areas to cast our lures out and to try to bag some big ones. So let's begin by taking a look at where we are year-to-date in the market. The S&P 500, as of last Friday, is up 4/10 of 1%. It is in the green. It's not red hot like it was last year at this time, but it is in the green, and we're slightly positive for the year. The forward P.E. ratio of the S&P 500 right now is 19.14. This is the highest level that we've seen in about 4.5 years, all right? So we need to be mindful of that. The market's been getting more expensive, but for now, it continues to go higher, and there's really nowhere else to put your money, or is there? The Dow right now is down 0.7% year to date. It's slightly negative for the year as the large caps continue to underperform the small and mid-cap stocks. The NASDAQ is up a little over 1% so far this year. We have the emerging markets. Okay, now get this. The emerging markets so far this year are down 4%. They had a horrible year last year. The emerging markets last year were down about 8%. So the woes continue in the emerging markets. And I'm not going to make that contrarian bet that, gee, we should be buying emerging markets just because they did so poorly last year and the U.S. markets did so well. That's not enough evidence. It's not enough of a reason to flip the switch and start investing in emerging markets. And the emerging markets are out of the gate very slowly so far this year. They're down 4.1%. China is down 6.7% year-to-date. There's another contrarian bet that hasn't worked out so far this year. I would not own the Shanghai Index at the current time. And Latin America, which had a horrible year last year, down 15%, is down another 5% this year. So if you look at your asset allocation and your portfolio, and you still have emerging markets in your portfolio, call your guy or your gal and say why. They did terrible last year. They continue to do terrible. And the U.S. markets continue to be the leadership in the world. As far as the bond market goes, well, we've seen some recovery here a little bit so far this year. Last year, the U.S. long bond was down 16%. So far this year, it's up 3.5%. And I got to believe a lot of that is rebalancing that went on at the beginning of the year where the asset allocators were taking money out of their stock side of their portfolios allocations and adding to their bond allocations. And that's probably why you saw a little softness the first few weeks of the year in the stock market and strength the first few weeks of the year in the bond market. But in my mind, the prospects for the bond market are still very poor. And in fact, in a moment here, we'll take a look at the ranking of the asset classes, and we'll see where the bonds are at right now. We'll see if they've moved up. We'll see if they're worthy of our attention at this point in time. Let's see, what else do we have? Gold is up 1% so far this year. Not much to write home about there. Of course, gold was down 26% last year. Gold wants Janet Yellen to go down and push warp speed on the printing presses. That's what gold wants. I don't think gold is going to get that. I think this bond purchase program, this massive bond purchase program that has been going on for some time is starting to wind down. That's not good for gold. Now let's take a look at the technical pattern of the market. As I look at the S&P 500, it's still in a very healthy uptrend. In March, we'll celebrate the fifth year of this current bull market. Now, if we're going to just narrow it down and take a look at the last month of the S&P 500, it's been quite flat. The market has leveled off for the last 4 weeks. But when you take a look at the big picture, the S&P 500 is still in a very strong primary uptrend, which is also known as a bull market. As we look at a chart of the bond market, here's the good news. The good news in bond market is that it's leveled off, and it's now going sideways. It's found a bottom. I was talking to a guy over the weekend. He makes his living from the bond market. He's a mortgage banker. And he asked me, boy, I sure wish the bond market would settle down. And I said, well, the good news is it has. The bond market has found the bottom, and the bond market is going sideways. But can you make any money in a sideways market? No. That's the bad news. It's going sideways. Will the bond market at some point break out and be the place to be? Well, we're going to follow along in the ranking of the asset classes to see if the bond market can once again become worthy of our investments. What would it take for that to happen? Well, if the stock market were to begin a tumble, begin to roll over from this level where it is right now, obviously there would be a flight to safety to the bond market. And the bond market would rise up in rank. That's why it's important to watch the current ranking of the bond market, which we'll do in the second half of the show, to see if it's coming up at all. Secondly, interest rates would have to drop in order for the bond market to be a good place to invest in once again. And we may see some drop in interest rates here as we start the new year. I mean, the bond market really got battered last year, and you could see some short rallies in the bond market here. But all in all, with the Fed tapering, that doesn't bode well for the bond market. The Fed has kept interest rates artificially low by buying our own debt. What happens when the Fed steps away and tapers and eventually eliminates this bond buying program? What impact will that have on the bond market? I can't see where it's going to have a good impact on the bond market. Can you? You know what? We're going to find out the answer to that question, because we're kind of in a territory of uncharted waters right now. We're going to find out if the bond market can handle a tapering from the Fed. And when we come back in the second half of the show, we're going to take a look at the current ranking of the asset classes, the all-important current ranking of the asset classes, to see if there's any, if I could detect any change.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home. and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, you know, so far we've covered the current valuation in the market, which is a little bit on the rich side. I have a forward P.E. ratio on the 3,800 stocks I have in my database of about 19.14. Well, you know, it's getting richer. It's not unsustainable. It's not 1999-like numbers or 2000-like numbers, but you know what? It's not as cheap as it was 2 years ago. And it's something that we have to keep in the back of our mind, and it's something that we have to watch very closely. It will also get a little bit of an adjustment here when this current round of earnings is over. And when we see where the new earnings estimates are for next year, and then we'll be able to recalculate and have a little bit better feel for where we are at from a valuation point of view in the market. Now, remember, the best stocks now requires valuation, and it also requires performance. And as I look at the performance of the current market, as it relates to the technical patterns and everything, that's still healthy. The valuations have gotten higher, but I don't think at this point in time that they are unsustainable. But we have to keep a very close eye on the valuations, not only of the market, but more importantly, of individual stocks. And as my individual stocks begin to get more and more expensive, you know, I just put them on a shorter and shorter leash. And in fact, as of last week, as I published my newsletter on Friday, I currently have a 20% cash position. I'm 80% invested, but I do have a 20% cash position, which is the highest in, you know, several months. Nothing to be alarmed about, but just through natural attrition, selling a stock here and selling a stock there and not finding anything to replace it, I currently have a 20% cash level. Now let's take a look at the current ranking of the asset classes, the 34 asset classes that I rank. This is one of the most important things that I do every week as a money manager, every day as a money manager, is to rank those asset classes and to look for any subtle changes taking place. Because the ranking of the asset classes was so dead on last year, it kept me out of the bond market. It kept me out of gold. It kept me out of the emerging markets, and it kept me in the U.S. markets. And in particular, it kept me in the smaller side of the U.S. markets, the small caps, the mid caps, the micro caps. And as we sit here today, the number one asset class in the entire market is the micro cap stocks. No change from last week. Number two ranked asset class is the NASDAQ, the technology stocks, which I consider an asset class. They're a big part of our economy. They're a big part of the stock market. The NASDAQ is still number two. Very little change from last week. Number three, small cap growth. Very little change from last week. Number four, small cap value. Number five, mid cap value. Number six, small cap dividend. Number seven, mid-cap growth, and number eight, large-cap growth. The top eight asset classes are all U.S. stock-related. There's nothing there that's emerging or international markets. There's nothing there that has anything to do with commodities or gold. There's nothing there that has to do with anything that is interest rate sensitive, like fixed income, like bonds. It's still all about the stock market. Is this current run getting a little bit long in the tooth? Yes. But you could have made that argument 6 months ago, and you would have missed out on a fantastic six-month period of time. But I will say this. I'm more vigilant today than I was 6 months ago. Things were going really good. Things were still very cheap. Things have gotten a bit more expensive. And this thing's been going on for quite some time. I'm very, very vigilant. I guess you could say I have a little bit more of an itchy trigger finger on the sell button right now than I do on the buy button. Having said that, it ain't over till it's over. And as I look at one of the mutual funds that I own, the Buffalo Microcap Fund, I see a very healthy stock chart. I see micro-cap small stocks and small-cap growth stocks still leading the way in this market. And it ain't over till it's over, but I have a very close eye watching this, and have a very short leash on a lot of these stocks and funds and ETFs right now. Number 9 and 10 are also stock-related. So the first 10 out of 34 are all U.S. stocks. Now, as important as knowing where the leading asset classes in the market are, it's also just as important to know where the worst asset classes in the market are. And I know many investors within the sound of my voice had a heavy weighting in the worst asset classes last year. And because of that, their returns were severely compromised because of being in a lot of the worst asset classes and not being in the best ones. Instead, call me a radical, I was fully invested in the U.S. stock market last year because my app and my ranking of the asset classes were telling me the following. There was no need to hedge last year. There was no need to short the market. Why? Because shorting the market was the worst place you could be last year. And as we sit here today, shorting the market is still the worst place you can be. Had you guessed 6 months ago that this market had topped out and you're going to put in a short position and go the other way in the market, you got absolutely crushed. If the market's topping out today and you put a short on the market, well, you made a good guess, but that would be it. You would be guessing right now. And it's not good to guess in the market. The evidence is just not there yet that this market is ready to roll over. The second worst place to be in the market, short-term bonds, interest rate-sensitive investments, the bond market. And even though it's recovered a little bit here, it's still not a good place to be. And I have to ask myself, what are the prospects for the bond market as the Fed continues to taper, as the biggest buyer in the bond market disappears, which is us? And, of course, you still got China out there, but I just don't see a lot of support for the bond market here. The third worst place to be invested right now, and you saw it by the statistics that I just read, year-to-date, the emerging markets are still getting crushed. China, Latin America, still not good places to be. In fact, out of the 3,800 different investments that I rank on a daily basis, the emerging markets come in at number 3,550. Gold comes in at 3,670. Short-term bonds, cash, comes in at 3,671. Being short the market comes in 3,761. So go ahead, be my guest. It's your choice. You can invest in the very best asset classes in the market, or you can invest in the very worst asset classes in the market. And, of course, there's that contrarian argument. You know what? I'm going to buy that which is out of favor, Gunderson. I'm not going to buy that which is in favor. And my answer to that is the same answer I've been giving now for many moons. You could have said the same thing last year at this time. These same asset classes were at the bottom of the leaderboard this time last year. And had you been a contrarian at this time last year, you'd have gotten absolutely crushed. What makes you think that the market has topped out? There's no evidence of that yet. Yes, the valuations are getting higher. Yes, this has been going on for a long time. Yes, this seems to be defying gravity. But like I said, it's not over until it's over. And we just don't know when it's going to end. Now, one more key to this entire picture here. We've just taken a look at the macro picture. I get much of a better feel and am able to fine-tune this whole thing a lot more by looking at my individual stocks on a daily basis. I don't make big macro decisions. I make micro decisions on the individual stocks that I own, but it's good to know the macro picture. We'll be right back. Right place, but must have been a wrong time. I done said the right thing. But I must use the wrong line. I've been on the right trail, but I must use the wrong car. Hit us in a bad place, and I wonder what it's good for. I've been in the right place.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back, sir, to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson, President of Gunderson Capital Management. Keep an eye out on MarketWatch.com and TheStreet.com this week, as we have several articles in the pipeline. We've nailed two of the biggest winners in the market so far this year. Oh, boy, I tell you. And we're aiming to nail some more, so keep an eye out also on Seeking Alpha and also on the Town Hall Finance website. Those are the four outlets that I write for, and just take a look at the articles we've written recently. Look, take a look at the articles we wrote last year. Oh, there's a few clunkers in there, but I changed my opinion on stocks and may have sold those stocks, but there's some major, major winners that we have nailed here. From the articles that we've identified stocks in this market. And how do we do that? By being in the right asset classes, by knowing where the market is at any given time from a macro point of view, by being out of the wrong asset classes, by looking for stocks that are undervalued, and by looking for stocks that are strong performers. You know, most people in this business, they look for stocks that are undervalued. They're value investors. Or they look for stocks that are performing well. They tend to be momentum investors. I don't know of many people that are in the middle like me. I like to see the value over here, and I like to see the performance over here, and I like to assign a grade to it, and I like to rank it against all of the other stocks out there on a relative basis from a performance standpoint and from a valuation standpoint. And I like to focus on just the leading stocks, the very best stocks in the market. And that's not that easy. It's a constant battle and a lot of work to find those stocks. But you know what? That's what the Best Stocks Now app helps me to do on a daily basis. Now, another big key is being in the right sectors of the market, because the U.S. stock market is a very big ocean out there. You have to narrow it down to the sectors of that ocean where the fish are biting. We also rank the sectors in the market. I track 60 sectors on a daily basis. The Investor's Business Daily has about 200 sectors. I've tried to simplify it somewhat. I stick with 60 sectors. I rank them daily, and there's been very little change in the rankings over the last 15 months. In fact, if you come visit me at my office, you'll see posters on my wall, and you'll see the rankings of the sectors from 1 year ago. And you'll see that 1 year ago, the biotech sector was ranked at or near the top of the 60 sectors in the market. And you'll find today that the biotech sector is still the number one ranked sector in the market. I track an ETF called IBB, which is an ETF of biotech stocks. It's still the number one sector in the market. And number two is a very close cousin, the pharmaceuticals sector, which also pulls in some of the prescription drug companies. The number three sector in the market is another sector that has been at or near the top for the last 15 months, and that's the Internet Index. What's in the Internet Index? Well, you can go to the ETF Encyclopedia, and you can type in FDN, and you can see what the components of the Internet Index are, or sector. And that's the third-ranked sector in the market right now. The fourth-ranked sector is the aerospace sector. For whatever reason, aerospace stocks have had a fantastic run here. And they continue to have a fantastic run. And out of 60 sectors, the aerospace sector is still ranked number 4. And coming in at number 5 is the U.S. healthcare stocks, which would include the pharmaceuticals and the biotechs, but it would also include the medical device makers and the managed care providers, etc. Those are the top 5 sectors in the market. And if you look at a chart, I showed a chart over the weekend of the aerospace sector. You can see what a good chart looks like. There's just no stopping these things. And if you wanted to maybe throw in a few other sectors here that are performing well, the banks are performing very well. They benefit from rising interest rates. While bonds get clobbered from rising interest rates, the banks benefit. And you could also throw in the brokers, the investment management companies like Schwab and Ameritrade and the like, WisdomTree, they're doing very well because the stock market's doing very well. That's another sector in the market that is favorable right now. Now, lastly, the sectors to avoid are pretty much the sectors that were at the bottom last year at this time. Anything having to do with commodities, like agricultural, like gold miners, like oil and gas, like metals and mining. Now, you can remember the day, probably like I do, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, when these were at the top of the sector ladder, when emerging markets like China were gobbling up commodities, and these commodity-linked sectors were doing quite well. Now they're doing very, very poorly. And also any sector that is interest rate sensitive, such as utilities. Utilities, out of 3,800 things that I track, the utilities come in at 3,100. And, of course, the oil and gas stocks. They've had a few false starts here recently, but overall they've done very, very poorly. And, in fact, the oil and gas exploration sector is currently ranked number 3,001 out of 3,700 different things that I track. And also the real estate, the U.S. index of real estate-linked stocks, number 2,944. Why is that? Interest rates. Very, very simple. So there you have it. You got the big picture of the market. Still healthy, long in the tooth, but it ain't over till it's over. You've got the leading asset classes in the market. No change from last week or the week before or from 3 months ago or from 6 months ago or from 1 year ago. Still leading the market. Now, having said all this, I'm 80% invested, and I continue to have a yellow flag flying. I'm very, very cautious right now. But I'm 80% invested. We're PWStreet.com. That's PWStreet.com or 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.